Andrew Swallow, of course, been a great player.
Would never have changed his number if he won a premiership.
No, that's true. Been a fantastic player, a former captain of the North Melbourne Footy Club. It's all the AFL career is all over, and he's been good enough to join us, Andrew. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries at all, guys. Thanks for having me.
How's the last couple of months been?
Been hectic. I had a little baby boy about 10, 11 weeks ago. So, yeah, it was sort of busy period trying to, you know, work out what the plans were and what we're going to do and waiting. And we sold our house as well in that time and been all over Australia. So, yeah, been busy. So I'm actually looking forward to having a break over Chrissy.
Andrew, congratulations. A fantastic career. 224 games, three-time best and fairest winner at the footy club. What are your moves now? Where are you heading to? Off to Queensland, off to Byron Bay, I see.
Yeah. So,
how did that come about?
Well, we always thought when I finished footy that we'd actually travel for a year, but yeah, the realities of having a new baby.
Yeah,
and
kids destroy all your plans, mate. Let me tell you once that happens.
I just thought, it's going to be too hard. So, and we knew we wanted to get some warm weather. So it was either go back to Perth, where our sort of family is, or we sort of go up north near where my brother is, and we just sort of felt like we can always go back to Perth at any stage. We know what that's like, but while the kids are young, let's try something different. And yeah, went up to the Gold Coast, sort of wasn't quite feeling it, but we drove down to Byron Bay for the day and thought, well, this is not a bad place to spend a year.
Yeah, not a bad spot at all. And NEAFL, you're playing NEAFL football?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a drive, but yeah, one of my best mates plays for the SP Footy Club, so you know, I spoke to a few different ones, and then the end of the day, it was just, I suppose, my mate got me over the line to go and have a run around with him.
Are you doing any coaching for the Gold Coast, Andrew? Are you going to help out at all?
I haven't locked in anything at the moment, but I'm sure I'll have some discussions, sort of probably in the new year now, and see if there's anything that that they need, and whether or not I can sort of fill that. But otherwise, I'll probably just play footy and maybe do a bit of study and a few other little bits and pieces that I've sort of been doing off-field when I was at the club, and just sort of continue with them.
Andrew, tell us what the year was like. Obviously, when you're not getting a regular spot, how do you address it? Is it a matter of just putting your head down and working harder? Do you go to the coach and say, listen, coach, what's going on? How did you actually sort of manage this year?
Yeah, it was a tough one. I suppose what was, looking back, was frustrating was that, you know, I played round one and, you know, I was probably in our best few players. And then for the next few weeks, they obviously decided that they wanted to play some youth. So that sort of meant I got pushed to a sort of, you know, small forward role and a bit up on the wing and, had a couple of games where I was, you know, to be honest, pretty average. And then, found myself out. So that was, I suppose, pretty tough to miss out for, you know, missed six games in the end. So from then on, I just put my head down. And lucky enough, with the amount of injuries that we had at the club, I was able to come back in and sort of the last 10 games straight. So, you know, it was probably just a two-month period where it was, you know, reasonably tough having to go back into the VFL and play down there and, seeing other guys getting the game that, I sort of probably knew I was, maybe doing a little better than they were, but the way the club was going, they just felt like they were going to play youth and, I suppose that's their prerogative as, leaders of the club.
Andrew, one of the hardest things to do when you do retire is talking to the group, talking to the playing group, talking to your peers, all of those type of things. Did that happen today, or was that something that happened a while ago when you announced it on a few weeks back or a month or so back?
No, that was just today. So I suppose I was probably
tear up.
Probably lucky. No, I didn't tear up. I think I probably had enough time. I think if I'd done it sort of in the couple of days post the announcement, because everyone was still on break. It was sort of hard to get to where all the boys are, so it was sort of the first opportunity being back in town for a while to actually sort of address them. And, yeah, I think I probably dealt with all the emotions that sort of are attached with, sort of finishing up and going on to the next phase. So it was more just a bit of closure on, you know, what was a wonderful, 12 years of my life.
Well, speaking of the 12 years, Andrew, just take us back through your career and give us some of your highlights. You've been playing for one of the great clubs, North Melbourne. I was lucky enough to play there myself as a kid. It's a great club. Just tell us about some of those 12 years.
Yeah, I suppose probably, you know, some memories that stand out. My first game was back in Perth in front of the family against Fremantle. That was a real highlight. Then probably winning the my first best and fairest in 2000 and going back to 2009. And then probably playing in, a couple of finals wins, memorable ones at the G. We beat, I think, Essendon in 2014 and then playing even Richmond.
You knocked Geelong over that year, didn't you?
Yeah, knocked Geelong over as well. That was one up right up there. And, yeah, so probably those finals wins are the ones that sort of really stick in your mind. Even 2007, we knocked off the Hawks in a semi-final when, I think you guys had smashed us by about 100 points a week before and, we were able to go out. Everyone wrote us off and we were able to roll them. So, those big finals wins are probably the things that really, really stick in my mind from, the football point of view.
And Andrew, what do you think of North Melbourne and the list going forward? A lot of commentators have said, it's going to take a while for them to get back to where they were. What do you think of the list?
I think, with Brad Scott as coach and, the guys they got there, they still got a couple of guys that are, still really mature. I think they'll always be competitive because that's the way Brad coaches them too. But to be honest, I think they'll probably, they will struggle for a few years. Got a lot of youth, so it just depends on how quickly they came, they start to come through. We saw the emergence of Ben Brown, this last year and how good he was. They're probably going to need another 4, 5, 6 guys to really come on pretty quickly if they're going to sort of start making their mark back up the ladder.
Andrew, we haven't got long, just a quick one. Boomer Harvey, should he have played on this year?
Boomer could have played on.
Do you think it was the right choice for the club?
I think, looking where we finished this year and what happened, it probably was. Although, he definitely could have added to the group. As much as you'd like to sort of stagger the guys out and slowly bring young guys in, they decide to go down a rapid rebuild. And, he definitely would have added and would have played well and probably would have been in the, top 10 at the best and fairest. No worries about that. He's, still fit as a fiddle. But, I think you've got to give guys a go eventually.
Andrew, congratulations on a great career, mate.
Well done, buddy.
All the best in the next chapter.
No worries, guys.
Andrew Swallow joining us there, former North Melbourne
tough
captain, tough player.
Jesus, tough.